Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. What's that? Yes, we are going to continue the experiment where I leave this front part alone and get right to your listener mail
leave
for suggestion.
The front part alone.
Yeah, I was taught that in school.
Yes.
Yeah, be respectful and leave the front part alone.
Don't touch it.
Don't grab it.
To live by.
Don't reach for the front parts. Leave the front parts alone. Why you gotta call me out like that?
I just thought it was a fun way.
Because you thought that's what the listeners were doing?
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to be the audience, you okay. know.
Ew.
You wanna be with our audience?
Yes.
You wanna be
not
be
the front part.
With. Right. Please continue to write to us so we continue to use your scene suggestions like today's that come from your fan mail. Write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. We'll meet our alchemists later. All the regulars are here today. Yay, yay, yay. This first letter comes from Chris Peters. Hello, Kevin and the merry band of alchemists. I am laughing my ass off at Alchemy This, so thank you for that. I absolutely love that you let the bits go on past their natural lives. And yet, they're still funny.
Okay.
I have a thought of a scene, if I may. Yes, apparently you may. A group of strangers get trapped on a hospital elevator. Each of them has a malady that cannot be ignored. Break a leg, and thank you all for your talent and willingness to be way, way out there. From Chris Peters.
Hold the door.
Could you push 7, please?
Hold the door.
You have to make room for this. It's just fluid, but I don't want anyone to brush up against it because it could burst.
Okay.
Hold the door.
Yeah, we're holding the door, pal.
He's still running down the hall.
He's only looking like he's running.
I need to get to the third floor.
We're holding the door, sir.
Is he a mime? What's happening?
Hurry up, please.
Hold the door.
Yeah.
You're going to be draining this today. I have a drainage appointment.
I think he's just running in place. Close the door.
Just close the door.
Close the door.
I think that's his bit.
I think, yeah. I mean,
he's the hold the door guy.
Get up to the third floor. Yeah.
He's getting closer.
What floor can we? What floor can we get for you?
3, please.
Oh, twins.
3, and you, sir. 3.
Huh? Oh, he is getting closer.
Don't hold the door.
Tapping the. I don't think this closed door button works.
All right, you made it. Thanks.
Jesus.
What floor can we get you?
I'll take the stairs. Excuse me.
Wait, what? No, come here, sir.
Oh,
come back over
no.
here.
No.
He took the stairs. What a gag.
So we're gonna keep going past that natural ending.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, we are. What's in the bag, ma'am?
You can't ask me that.
Well, okay.
Thank
Just,
you.
Just
some supplies I need.
Sure.
You may have noticed the large fluid growth on my back.
Bing.
Floor 2.
I saw you looking at it.
Anybody for floor 2?
I don't think anybody pushed floor 2.
Hold the door.
What is he doing?
Oh, there he is.
He's up the stairwell. No.
He's not running. He's
we need
running
to tell people
close
about
elevator,
him.
Please.
We have to tell people
close
about
the
him.
Elevator.
Close the door. Close the door.
Close the elevator.
Thank God my floor is next. I couldn't stay one more minute on this elevator.
Neither could I. I feel like my goiter is about to
burst.
Oh,
shit.
What the hell is that?
Oh, no.
We're stuck. Push the emergency button. Push the emergency button.
Is it leaking? Am I leaking?
You're fine.
I got jostled. Am I leaking?
Remain calm.
Hello, I got a report that the elevator had stopped.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right?
It stopped. It stopped.
We need help.
We got a leaking lady.
Is everyone okay?
She says she's leaking.
I'm worried. I'm concerned that I'm leaking.
The fire department is on their way.
Why the fire department?
I have to make 2 things very clear. 1, I have to pee and I will. And 2, I'm a smoker and I'm nervous. So I'm lighting up.
No, you can't light up.
This might be my last cigarette.
Do you not know the state laws about smoking
so
indoors?
So find me.
Oh my gosh, she just ate that cigarette.
That was incredible.
How do you know that we don't have asthma?
I do have asthma, and I know it. That's why I'm here.
I don't care about any of
you. That was his last cigarette. That was impressive.
I hoped it was your last cigarette before I ate it.
What's
am
your
I
deal,
right
man?
Or am I wrong?
Great, now I'm going to get very agitated very soon.
Well, join the club, honey.
I'm still peeing in this corner.
Please don't. It's going to smell in here, and I already have a hard time breathing.
I made it very clear I don't care about you.
Okay, I need to get to the third floor to get my inhaler.
I'm also going to the third floor.
I'm also going to the third floor.
I'm
going to the 7th floor, and I'm getting my... I'm getting snipped.
Oh, my God.
I'm here to get snipped.
Oh, my God.
I'm done.
Anybody had that snipping thing yet?
You don't get to ask those weird questions.
Why? I'm looking for a little heads up what I'm looking forward to.
Hey, just checking in. Is everyone all right in there?
No, I need to.
This guy again.
All right, okay, we're gonna do the repress this thing.
What?
We're just gonna let the elevator.
What's he saying?
What?
All right.
I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist.
That's what conspiracy theorists say.
Oh. But I think that's the same guy that was doing the hold the door gang.
I think this is karma. I pushed the button to close and I even guided the doors closed.
Oh, the only thing I can do is I'm gonna have to push this all the way to the top floor, okay? Then it's gonna come down, all right?
Let me guess, we should hold the door.
Right.
The door's already closed.
I know, but it's the guy.
All right, so here we go. Do you feel the elevator moving? It's going to go right to the top floor, all right?
We don't feel it moving.
Okay.
The growth on my back is full of fluid. Should the fluid burst, everyone, do not touch it. Do not touch the fluid.
Oh, gross.
I'm just going to get snipped.
Do you think the five of us were put together in this elevator for some kind of purpose?
What would the purpose be?
I don't know.
We all
have different maladies.
I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist.
Everyone, let's go around and talk about our maladies. First,
you don't get to ask those kind of questions.
Should we smoke a guy? What? Come on, let's get to know each other. We're going to be here for a couple seconds.
Look, I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Mm.
But I think this guy's onto something. Somehow the government or somehow another got all of us into the room. What do we all know? What do we have in common?
Why were we brought here?
I'm just supposed to pick up my medication for my asthma. And it's a usual thing that I do once a month. And I waited an extra day, and I don't know if
What do you do for a living?
Why do you have to come to the hospital?
I work for tax deduction company. It's boring stuff.
I do my taxes.
Why don't you just get your inhaler sent to your home?
I used to do that, but they have a $7 charge. So I just come by. I work next door. I don't want to say the name of the company, but I work next door.
Say the name of the company.
It's Farmingdale's Insurance.
Farmingdale's.
So you actually work for the dairy.
Oh, it's Farmingdale.
There's dairy in your background.
Well, my family's from Dario, Idaho.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. Leaky lady, what's your story?
I'm not leaking yet. I was concerned I was leaking.
Right, what is your name? I won't call you that.
My name is Tish.
All right, Tish.
I have a growth on my back.
We understand that.
We see
it's gotten out of control.
Uh-huh.
It's totally fine. I'm getting a drain today.
It's moist.
Happy
Your back
birthday
is
to
moist.
Me.
What Tish, do you do for a living?
I went to a therapy.
What do I do for a living? What do I look like I do for a living? Read my shirt.
She's a banker. Look at that.
Banks, insurance, this sounds like government to me.
Wait a second. Have you thought about giving the growth a name? Sometimes that helps
no,
to ease the malady.
No, it's not a person. It's fluid.
You don't get to ask those type of questions.
Oh, it's not a pet. It's not a person. It's uncomfortable.
What do you do for a living? What's your name?
My name is Rufus Dement, and I'm unemployed.
Unemployed.
What are you here for, Ruf?
I'm getting my malady diagnosed. I have all kind of symptoms.
Like? And
hives.
Sure.
Runny nose.
Got it.
Runny mouth.
Mm.
Lung compression.
Rufus? Is that your name?
Uh-huh.
Weird name.
It's a family name.
All right, we got to figure out why we're all here
together. If you guys don't mind, I need to lay down because if I'm standing up, it's hard to
You're
breathe.
You're going to be laying in his urine. Lay over there.
I got to just curl up in his corner.
I think I can open up the door a little bit,
please
all right?
Please do, please do.
All right.
We can see his fingers.
It's the guy who says wait for the door.
Right.
He's not going to open it.
I'm going to put some grain in here if you guys can eat it.
You don't need any grain.
Grain. I don't want
grains.
Hold the door.
We can use the grain to stop up
it's
the urine.
I knew it.
Just hold the door.
Oh, it sounds exactly the same.
Why are you doing this to us, sir?
Just hold the door.
Is anyone else in here divorced?
I'm divorced.
Twice.
Check. Yes.
That's why I'm getting snipped.
Rufus?
Maybe that's something. Rufus, are you divorced?
Never married. Never had sex.
Too much information,
Rufy,
Rufus.
You're a virgin.
Yeah.
What do you say we chip in and take care of that?
You don't get to ask those type of
No.
questions.
I'm not having sex with
I'm
him.
I'm not chipping in.
Hold the door.
I'm like a mail order kind of thing.
What's your deal? What's up with you, Sniphead?
Yeah, I'm here to get snipped. Yeah, I'm here to get snipped. So I don't really have a malady per se, but I have a situation that I need to get corrected.
Do you have too many children?
I would not like to have any more children.
Do you have any children?
Seven.
Oh, geez,
I feel like seven's
many.
Enough.
You've left too big a bioprint.
What does that mean?
It means that you're supposed to minimize this plant's not going to last that long with that many kids.
Rufus, that begins with an R. What's your name again, sir?
It's Ryan. It's
R.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Arthur.
Arthur sounds like R. Okay.
Tish, if you put an R in there, it becomes Trish.
Okay.
But there's no R in Tish. Yeah.
But there should be. Tish isn't a very common name. It's actually not a name.
My actual name is Ratisha.
I feel now, Smokey.
I'm not a smoker. I have asthma.
Right.
I'm Smokey.
Oh, sorry.
I feel it pulsating. It doesn't usually pulsate.
Your name is Smokey?
No, I'm a smoker.
just check in. Is everyone all right?
No.
Has everyone got off?
No.
We're not okay. We need to get out of here.
I need to find out what malady I have.
Can you get some water to us at least?
Yes, we'll get some water.
There's a prescription for an asthma inhaler that's on the third floor because you have somebody sleeping through the doors.
No, don't do that for him. I need to get my thing
What's your name, sir?
I'm not taking requests.
What's your name?
Rimble.
Rimble,
how are you going to get us out of here? Please tell us, update something, information, news.
Just hold the door.
Does it not strike anybody as odd that... All of your names begin with the letter R?
No, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Arthur begins with A.
But it sounds like R.
Tish begins with T.
But her real name
is... Ratisha.
And what's your name?
Anthony.
Tony.
What about you, Darth Vader? What was your name?
The name's Ryan.
Ryan, right? So that is an R. I think this name thing is a dead end.
Okay, well, I'm the only one who's trying here, okay? I could really go for a smoke.
Hello, it's the water department out here.
I asked if anybody was divorced.
Hello, is this elevator? Is someone in this elevator?
Yes,
there's five of us in the water department. Is everyone all right?
The water department?
We asked for water. We didn't need the whole department.
All right, look, I got some water bottles outside. If you want them, just open the door and come and grab.
We can't open the door.
Is that an option? Could we have opened the door?
Ryan's dying.
Hey, listen, Bobby, all the guys here at the fire station think you're great.
Yeah.
You don't have what it takes.
What do you mean?
We're going to send you to the water department.
What do you mean?
I can't make that any clearer. You just don't have what it takes.
What does that mean?
Show them the charts.
All right, so here's where all men of your age and women of your age, for that matter, have stacked up against you physically and mentally.
Okay.
Here's where you stand.
Well, what does that arrow mean?
That arrow means it's pointing right to the water department.
Okay.
And the door.
So.
Well, could I just stay for a little while?
You can always come by and hang out, but just for now on, you work for the WPD.
The Water Police Department.
Yes.
Water parks.
Water Park Police Department?
Yeah. So,
I want to be a fireman.
We get it. You don't got it.
What do you mean I don't got it? I'm one of the guys who's got it.
All right, get out of here.
Hold on a second. What if I light this fire up right now, huh? What if I light this whole place up?
How would you put it out?
Don't do it.
I'm a water cop.
Exactly.
I can put it out whenever I want.
All right, let's see it.
Well, I haven't got my stuff, but I'm a water cop. I just
want to be. So you want to be a water cop, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, only the best and brightest dish come in here.
All right.
Show me what you got. You got any charts?
I got some...
Did they send you with charts?
They showed me charts.
They send everybody a chart. Where's your chart?
They didn't tell me to take it. They just showed it to me.
What did it look like? What do we have to work with here?
It was like a mountain.
Mountain?
A mountain?
Yeah. It was like two different mountain colors. Yeah.
Oh, I know the kind he means.
I think
he's talking about a graph. Yeah, but not a bar one, a regular graph, a line graph.
Yeah, it looks like a mountain. That's pretty good. Like actually, that's pretty smart.
You ever squirted anything before?
Uh-huh.
You ever done it hard?
Uh-huh.
You squirt hard?
Uh-huh.
How hard did you squirt?
Pretty hard. I can make paint come off walls.
That's perfect. Okay. That's good.
Excuse me, is this where I go to report a water crime?
Yeah. I'll take all the info. WPD.
My neighbors are turning...
Please address me as officer.
Officer, my neighbors are running their sprinklers, and it rained all last week.
Oh, a lot of wise guys, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they should be running their sprinklers.
Because they're wasting water, right?
I think they're wasting
water. Like little pussies, right?
Yeah, I don't...
You want us to take care of them?
Look, I just want to report it.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to go over there, we're going to squirt the hell out of them.
Well, that would be more of a waste of water.
We got a new guy that squirts really hard.
Yeah.
High pressure, could take paint off the walls.
What's your address?
It's all right.
No, give me your driver's license.
Hey, Tommy, stop drinking so much of the water fountain.
I like it.
No, I'm thirsty. I'm going to call the police on you.
Don't do it.
Yeah, right, I will. Hey. 6112.
This is the WPD.
Hello, I'd like to report a water crime.
Where's the crime?
There's a jerk face at the Main Street
address. Need an address.
Main Street Park.
What?
Main Street Park.
Yep. Got a number?
The number, the address, number.
No, I don't know. I'm at a park.
How old are you?
Oh, good grief. Well, you're lucky they're not coming.
Hey, we just got a report of a water crime. Everyone jump on your dolphins. Let's go over there.
Yeah!
This thing sucks, man.
Rufus. Rufus.
What is it?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Why don't we just take him out?
Yes, you are.
Why don't we just take Rufus out?
Excuse me?
Take me out, excuse me?
Yeah.
Why would we take Rufus out? We don't need to take anyone out.
No one needs to die.
All right, how about Darth Vader? Let's take
him out.
You
don't get to ask those type of
questions. Why do you want to kill people, Snippy?
Why'd you feel
Lobby.
Hey, is it working? Oh. Are we at? Did it go
it
down?
It hasn't moved.
It's
stop asking questions and get us out of here.
All right. Did it go to the lobby or not? Is it open?
I heard somebody say lobby.
I heard that
Me too.
He's just messing with us.
Rufus, why are you unemployed? You seem amazing.
Quite really? Employable.
Yeah, we're looking for more bankers at the bank.
I like money and I like counting it.
Rufus, 7 times 9.
63.
He's good.
Very good.
Right?
That was easy.
Let's do another one. 4,672 minus 11.
There's calculators for
you look
that.
Sleepy.
No, not at the bank.
You look sleepy, Rufus.
Look, if I'm being honest, like I've had a troubled life. I never knew my father. He slept around a lot and had a lot of babies all over the country.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. This is a crazy idea.
What?
Now, I'm not standing next to a conspiracy theorist,
right.
But he said his father had a lot of babies all over the country.
Right. Yeah.
Thing about my dad is no moths grew on him. He was a real rolling stone. Know what I mean?
Mine too. Wait a second.
Hold on.
Does anybody have a DNA tester?
Ryan's dead, I think.
Oh.
All right, so that's
he
four.
He had a good run.
Put down one. Wait a second. What about you? What's your father's story?
I never knew him.
Oh, no.
I think maybe if I had to guess, he probably worked for NASA or for JFK or something.
Why would you guess that?
Well, I don't know.
The airport or the president?
The airport.
Why would you guess that? That's
who
the
knows?
Weirdest guess.
Who knows why people guess things?
You don't know him and you assume he worked for NASA?
Maybe hold the door. Hold the door.
Wait a second. Hold that on. Voice sounds familiar.
Hold the door.
From like my childhood.
I'm your dad. Hold the door.
Dad?
Wait, what?
Daddy.
What?
Daddy. Door?
Daddy!
Dad!
Dad!
It's him!
Dad!
It's
Dad!
Him.
Let us out of here!
Dad, can you hear us?
Hello!
Someone in here is dead.
Why One do you of want your this? Kids, presumably?
What's going on in there? It's the fire department. Is everything all right?
We thought you were our dad.
Oh, no, I spilled my water. I got water all over the elevator.
It's okay. I've got pee everywhere.
Somebody report a water crime. Hello.
I reported a water crime.
What's a water crime?
Looks like a couple of my kids are stuck in this elevator.
Couple of your kids?
Uh-huh.
You put your kids in an elevator unattended. What kind of freak are you, huh?
I'm a father on the run.
Oh.
Excuse
okay,
me, you can't
like
just leave these dolphins here. This is a hospital.
They'll be fine. They can be out here for an hour.
They don't look good.
They can do it for an hour. Then we soak them up and they're fine. They plump right back up in the water. They plump right back up. Shut up, guys.
I got my kitty kids in that elevator, and I need to get them out, so's now.
And you called the water police?
I called anyone I could.
Called anyone?
I work for JFK.
The airport?
Yes.
Huh.
Okay.
So it gives me some kind of clearance, I presume?
Yeah, you got clearance level 4. What we're going to need is, we got our squirt guns, and there's the both of us and the dolphins.
Yeah, what would you like us to do exactly?
Get in there, and I want you to let my kids know that I love
Get in there?
Get in there.
The elevator.
Uh-huh.
And do what?
Let my kids know I love them.
Why don't you just let them know? Here's a microphone.
Oh, good on you.
Hello?
Who's out there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
We're
Can you
stuck
get us out?
In here. There's a man dying.
Dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
One of my boys died.
What?
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 That was my boy. I'm your dad, Dad.
Dad, Dad?
Dad, Dad?
How do we know you're not playing some sort of sick trick on us?
Yeah, what are all of our names then?
Yeah.
Rufus.
That's your name.
Arthur. Retricia.
Yeah.
Retricia.
But close.
You were busy that day.
And Tony.
Anthony for that orgs.
And little Ryan.
Dada!
Dada!
Get us out of here so we can see you!
Bring Ryan's body up. Put him through the door. How?
We can't
just
fit
shove
in.
Him through the door.
No, the crack is too small.
I'll try.
If we could do that, we
no,
could
Ryan
open.
No, Ryan is not small.
No, he's not.
Okay, well then, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry this is how we meet.
Dad, why did you do this?
I wanted to get to know y'all.
Where's why did this... you do the hold the door thing, Dad?
Where's this water coming from?
Okay.
The elevator's filling up, Dad.
I've released water. And
Dad,
it's going
the elevator's filling up with water.
Yeah, okay, so we're squirting pretty hard.
Why would you do that?
I guess we're going to squirt a little harder.
Keep on squirting.
We got an emergency. When we got an emergency, we squirt harder. Let's
does this
do
mean
this.
I don't have a malady? Was that all a lie?
No, you do. You do.
Leaky lady, is this coming out of you?
The water's up to our...
Dad, why?
And another one busted by the WPD.
Thank you so much for your service.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Oh, you're right about these dolphins. They are plumping
They're
up right away.
Right back up, yeah.
Like a ballpark dog, your dolphin will plump when you cook it. Our next letter comes all the way from Sweden.
Mm.
Ooh, Atlas Olsen. That's two S's cool on Olsen, name. Don't you know? I enjoy your superb show every Thursday. Mmm, she, Atlas... What do we think, Atlas? Is a fella, Atlas?
I think a fella.
Yeah, sure. I'm a technician.
We all shrugged.
So there is a lot of driving involved, and you guys keep me smiling through the early mornings and late evenings. I would love to hear a situation where some cavemen have been sent forward in time and somehow got work at an app-making company trying their best to fit in with their coworkers. Sincerely, Atlas Olsen from Sweden.
Well, if it's all the same to you guys, I think we should just keep the same image. It doesn't have to be a flower or not, but it just, you know.
What do you mean it doesn't have to be a flower
Well, it's
not?
Bloom. The app is Bloom, so it doesn't matter.
It has to be a flower.
Okay, then
it
fine.
It has to be a flower.
Then,
the app
great.
Is Bloom.
Do we all agree? It just.
I think we need some fresh ideas. I would love some fresh ideas.
Okay, well,
if
then
you don't mind.
Oh, great. Okay, well,
there's a couple of you we haven't heard from yet. Tommy, you know, I love your passion. Very, very
no,
much.
No, he's a bulldozer. Just say it. He's a bulldozer.
Okay. His passion. Okay.
Regina?
Yes, Tommy?
Okay, cool.
Would you like to say anything in front of the group, Tommy?
Yes, I would. I think you're being a little abusive, honestly.
Oh, okay.
You're power grabbing.
I'm not power grabbing.
You're power
grabbing. You power grabbed.
I power grabbed.
You power grabbed.
We're going to present this to the CEO later this afternoon.
Okay.
I can't
okay,
have
okay.
you two.
Flower pretty. Go. Take flower out.
Flower.
Wait a second. Keep talking.
Do you want flower out?
Operating system. Flower pretty. Take flower out. Give me flower.
All right. We can't actually give you the flower.
Take flower out.
Chunk Chunk, we can't give you the flower.
Take flower out.
Chunk Chunk, is that a new suit?
This new suit, yeah.
Looks like rabbit skin. Did you make that yourself?
Maybe he means take the flower out.
Of the app.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Symbol.
That's actually a great idea.
Yes,
lose
hold on
the
a second.
Flower.
Lose the flower.
Less flower.
Well, yeah.
That's nice, Chunk.
Maybe
Chunk.
Just a petal.
I love that.
Ooh,
the
one
petal represents...
Everything.
I love that.
Huh.
I love that. Okay, great. Let's get over into
well,
the actual diagnostics.
Wait,
of the...
I want to thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Supporting that.
It's we need be... more unique users.
He's got a point.
Well, of course we do. And?
How do we get them?
Kona developed marketing.
Conan, you got something?
No.
Well, bring, you develop Kona.
Bring people.
Uh-huh.
Bring people. People.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, we should do some community organizing. Get people to use the app for free and word of mouth spread it around.
Oh, I love that. Oh, Kona.
maybe lunch before we see the CEO.
Lunch?
Good.
Lunch? Yeah, yes. Lunch good.
Hey, can we,
lunch good.
Can we please not
let's
do
order
just
out.
Raw meat let's, anymore? Let's, can we get something else?
Let's please.
Tartar. Steak tartar.
God damn it.
Raw meat.
Raw meat? Chuck Chuck?
Raw meat.
Okay. Tommy?
Salad, Indian food.
Salad or Indian food?
Yeah.
Well, pick.
Indian food then.
Okay.
I guess it's
salad.
More filling.
Sashimi.
Sashimi. Okay. And?
Salad.
What kind would you like?
Chopped.
Chopped is good. Garbanzo beans in or out?
In.
Oh, nice. Okay. Got everybody's order. I'll get that in.
Bloom need to reach mass market appeal.
Yes, of course.
Colors.
Yeah. Are we not going to talk about this ever?
What's that?
Whatever's going on in here.
Come on, Regina.
You and Tommy having boom boom time.
All
in
right.
The,
okay. All right.
No, that no.
Boom boom boom
oh,
boom
stop,
boom
stop.
Boom
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 oh, my
time.
God. Stop! Stop! Everybody! Stop!
Look at me.
Are you happy now?
Look at me. Stop.
No snorting.
Look at me. Stop. Chuck. Conan.
Skirker. Once. Boom. Boom. Time.
Okay, you're not getting that with me, Chuck.
I want boom boom time.
Okay, well then you pay for it like everybody else.
What?
What?
Pay for boom boom time?
That's not what I meant.
What did you mean?
I meant
what else could a person mean?
How much boom boom?
No, I didn't.
How much boom boom?
No boom boom.
No, I didn't. We didn't pay.
Absolutely no boom boom.
One boom boom.
No boom boom.
Fellas, you're so creative. We really appreciate it. But every now and then, there's this crazy animal energy that comes through, and it's exciting, and I want to channel it towards more creativity and less.
Where did they come from?
Portland.
If you'd like to know,
Portland,
Maine, or Portland, Oregon.
Oregon. Food trucks.
They had a big food truck business in Portland, Oregon.
Conan, baby, you're coming home so late now. I mean,
Conan have to work.
Okay, but when are you going to just be with me?
Conan make money.
I know you make money, Conan. I know that, but when are we going to make love and
Conan make
connections?
Conan make money for woman.
Oh, come on. Don't just call me a woman.
Boom, boom now.
No, not going to get boom, boom. No, Conan. No, boom,
boom. Boom, boom now.
No, Conan. No, boom, boom. You get boom, boom when we talk.
Conan hungry.
I'm hungry, too, for connection.
Connection?
Yes. I want to feel you again. When we first met...
I feel you.
Oh, no. Conan, no. Conan, no. No.
Pretty.
Thank you.
Pretty face.
Thank you. Look, you're a huge app developer. You're worth, $1-3 billion?
I don't know.
I don't care about that. I'll burn all that down if that just means a moment I get to spend with you.
Conan, Marie, I think we need to get back to the question that I asked you. We got about 13 minutes left in the session. I'd really like to get through to one of you.
Oh, he's sniffling again. Great.
The question is, love or boom boom?
Love.
Boom boom.
Okay. Everything is boom boom for him. Everything is boom boom.
So maybe, Marie, if you offered Conan a little more boom boom.
Are you serious?
Then love.
Are you serious?
How often is too much?
He wants it every second, every day.
Yeah, but
Conan make boom boom with Conan.
Great.
We talked about this before. Conan. You don't want to isolate. Like
no,
that.
She's he is isolating. He'll masturbate when we have people over for charcuterie and wine.
Marie, he's masturbating right now. My question is, what do you? Every second is not a real thing. How often are we really talking about?
Every second. What do you mean? Look, he's jerking off right now, which you've made it okay in this office.
Everything's okay in here. It's a safe place.
Darren, my man, my hookup. I need some more cocaine.
Okay, here you go.
You the man.
Thank you. Here's the coke. I need the cash.
I'll give you more money because I have so much money.
That's a lot of money.
Take it. You the man. Nikes.
Yeah, that's what's up. Beats by Dre.
Mercedes. Beats by Dre. Beats by Dre.
I have a lot of other appointments today, so if
you you're the man.
Thank you.
Dyed hair.
Yo, check everyone at Live Tonight in Miami. We got a special guest in the house. One of the developers of our favorite app, Bloom. We got Splim Splum.
Boom, are you the man? You the man. Who likes to make boom boom make noise? Who likes cocaine? You can't take all the swag bags home. Have fun. Bloom. Apps.
All right, he's jerking off over there. He paid a lot of money for this club, and that's okay.
Let's call it a night.
Chunk, it's your landlord.
What are you doing here?
We've been getting some complaints.
What complaints?
Noise complaints.
Why?
From the people below you.
There's people below me?
Yeah, you live in the penthouse.
Oh my God, what are they doing below me?
Well, I mean, it's a 200-unit building.
Chunk, can I have this pasta?
Please do not touch pasta. My pasta.
Okay.
Mine.
Come back to bed soon.
I'll come back to bed, boom, boom.
Look, I certainly can't complain. You know, you pay your rent on time, in advance, in cash, you know. So, I mean, you're a good tenant in that way.
Come inside. Come inside.
Okay.
Come here. Come.
Oh, dear God, what is that?
It's a tiger. It is tiger.
Oh,
God, that's bigger than any tiger I've ever seen.
It's just cat.
That's a saber-toothed tiger.
Saber-toothed tiger.
You're supposed to clear all pets with management, okay?
He's service
oh
animal.
Oh my God, what is that?
That's a pterodactyl. Pterodactyl service animal.
Pterodactyls live at the same time as cavemen.
Absolutely. I got from mosquito.
Okay, all right.
Chuck, can I have these squash blossoms?
You come back. No, don't eat my food. My food. Come back here.
Look, when you rented this penthouse, I didn't ask things like... Oh, the pterodactyl's masturbating.
That is hard to do for pterodactyl.
Look, I didn't ask fundamental things like, where did you come from? And like,
Portland, Oregon.
No, I don't believe that for one second. But
I have food truck.
Keep the noise down after 10 o'clock, okay? Can we do that? Do you know what 10 o'clock is, Chunk Chunk?
It depends on time zone.
Yeah, good, good. Okay.
Chunk Chunk, can I have this Tumka guy?
What?
Can I finish the Tumka guy?
Yeah, you can have Tum Tum Kai.
Good morning, Bloom employees.
All right, thank you. Thank you for everyone coming in this early, okay? I just want to say, our personal PR is a big issue here, okay? And there's a lot of people going around there doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Randy, get to the point, please.
The point is, okay.
The point is, everyone's masturbating in public.
Yes.
Boom, boom.
Not a great look.
No, it's not. That's
not a great guys, look.
We cannot do that.
You and Tommy... masturbate.
Me and Tommy.
No.
Privately, if I do.
My therapist says okay. It's okay, safe space.
In a safe space. Not everything is a safe space anymore, okay?
Work no safe space?
No.
Wendy Williams show. Not a safe space.
Not a
then
safe
boom boom now with Conan.
No.
Then boom boom now.
No.
Conan?
Or Conan boom boom.
Conan, don't. No boom boom here.
We got the numbers in. We made $10.6 billion.
Yes.
Can you explain what you think our app is?
Bloom.
Keep going.
Bloom, bloom.
Oh, my God. What do you think it is? Because I'm getting an idea of what they think
I
it is.
I know what
I
it is.
Too.
I write code, 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 code,
code, code,
code,
code, code,
code,
code, code,
code. What do you think it is?
No, you haven't answered the question yet. You just said you write
we're
code, and then they just all
we're
cheered
suspicious.
Code.
$10 billion.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. So you're not going to answer. Fantastic.
Beta
fantastic.
Test.
They don't know. We're
beta,
doing
beta,
beta
test.
Beta. Kogi. We know Kogi Food Truck. David Cho.
You know him?
Portland, Oregon. App is called Flower.
What part
Bloom.
Of this
no.
is the CEO going to enjoy, by the way? This is all great in this room. We've got to present to the CEO this afternoon.
We're trying to make $100 billion.
Yeah.
You the man.
You take flower out. Deflower for Bloom Bloom.
What? Deflower for
no.
No.
Deflower
no, no, no,
for
no,
Bloom
no,
Bloom.
No, no.
We're not doing that virgin app.
Wait a second. Is the app, are you saying it needs to be more sexual?
Oh, interesting.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
More Boom Boom. Boom Bloom. Bloom, bloom, boom, boom.
It might be the smell in here. It might not just be a vibe.
Okay, I'm busy. I'm giving you a little bit of time. I've got apps. I've got things to make and sell. Go.
Mr. Peterson, if we may, we're not here to waste your time. Our new app, Petal, is a sexual experience.
Conan, why don't you
Bloom.
Take
No, we took what we did with Bloom and we've jumped off. We're now Petal.
Conan?
We're hitting you with something brand new and very fresh.
Conan?
Petal make boom, boom. Okay. Pedal make boom boom. You want boom boom?
What does that mean?
Pedal make.
Okay, it makes what?
A sexual experience we call boom boom.
Now, if you look right now, some of the coders are masturbating in your office.
Yeah, I was like, what is that all about?
Exactly. It's called an uncontrollable desire. Who doesn't want a fantasy to come true? Who wants to be with someone while that fantasy
is happening? I was going to ask you your opinion on this, actually.
I don't, you know what? I'm out. We started with the meal delivery thing, and this has gone in a direction that
is like Uber for sex. It's like Uber for sex.
I'm sorry, Tommy. I didn't sign up for this.
Regina, but you signed up for us.
Did I?
Whoa.
I guess not.
I guess not.
I guess void contract, all intents
there
and purposes.
There was no contract.
I just made it with your eyes.
What?
I made the contract with your eyes. When I looked at you, I made a deal with myself. It was internal.
It's like,
I didn't sign a contract.
I know. I was saying it was poetically that my contract was the love.
You made a contract with my eyes?
Not literally with your eyes, Regina. I said that I made...
Tommy, you're so full of shit.
I'm not full of shit. I'm trying
Tommy
to...
Tommy is peddling boom, boom.
I love it. I love what you're doing here.
I feel it. I feel the raw emotions. I like the whole thing. And you know what sold me? Anytime anybody who's has ever walked in here and said, it's like Uber for this, I'm sold. And he said it was like Uber for sex, for Boom Boom. Regina, you've gone above and beyond.
Have
the way you sold this here today.
Oh.
Everyone's masturbating in the room. You two are having this quarrel.
Mr. Peters.
I'm a sucker for theatrics.
If it's possible, I think with a slight pay raise, we could get Regina to stay. And by slight, 1.2.
Is that what it'll take? Is that what it will take?
Make a contract.
She's creative.
With my eyes.
Tommy, you get on that contract.
She's forward thinking, and Tommy is yesterday's news. Whoa. He's like fish in a newspaper.
On a I'm out?
Wrapped up.
I'm out?
You get the smell? That smell, that fishy smell, yeah. That's Tommy.
I'm out?
That's okay, rotting
I want
flesh.
Chuck in his position.
What?
That's exactly why we're here.
Conan, look, I'm sorry. I'm taking the kids. I'm leaving. I don't care how big this app is, but...
Where do you go?
I'm going to go someplace you're never going to find me.
She's coming with me, you monster. Come on, Marie, let's get out of
Conan,
here.
Conan, no monster.
You're a monster.
You monster.
No, I'm not.
Leave my
you
sister
monster.
Alone.
You
She's
monster.
Not a, stop masturbating.
You made a weird sex app, and you're a weird sex guy.
Okay.
That's right.
Conan, Chuck, thanks for coming to my apartment. I think people no like us.
No? No like us?
I think they're on to us. Maybe we go back in time.
We said we would never use the time machine again. But me no happy. Me got cocaine addiction and sexual appetite that cannot be satisfied.
Me too. Why don't we just go to JFK and get time plane?
These people upset. App make them upset. App time waste. You get jolt in brain from
Hey guys,
from
I'm
app.
So sorry. Can you keep it down? I don't know what kind of meeting you're having, but it's like 3 a.m.
This is a WeWork.
Okay.
We pay for space. WeWork.
But you said it was your apartment earlier, and like it's I know you
I live here.
I know you do. I know.
I live here. Okay. You the man.
Okay. It's fine. Just relax. Please keep it down, please.
Okay, we will keep down.
I have people live under me too.
Let's go home where we are understood.
And the three were killed. Thank goodness. People were just starting to write letters. No more masturbating scenes, if it's possible. Like a Children, dog. Listen to the podcast. Our next suggestion comes from Matthew M. Ooh, mysterious.
Refuses.
Hi that, Kevin Pollak. I love listening to your po. What's that? You're going to beat me senseless until I give you and your crew a scenario to act out? Fine. Since I love my face the way it is, I'll give you my
voice.
Idea.
Yeah.
An inventor accidentally discovers time travel.
No.
Matthew, what the fuck?
This is called group
mind. Oh, man.
What else to say?
Yeah, exactly. Its accidental discovery is very important. They go back in time, change history by mistake, come back to the present, find out how badly they messed up the timeline.
Oh, no.
This can repeat a few times, can it?
Oh, God.
So we should be like, go to a...
Pizza store.
Yeah. Hey, what's going to take to get you in a DeLorean today?
What do you think? You want to buy this DeLorean?
Yeah. What's it going to take?
Yeah, I don't know. Give me $40,000.
Sir, you came in here and I thought you were a serious buyer. I've got a DeLorean and I can offer you time travel. So what's it going to take to get you into the DeLorean?
I just offered you a price.
$40,000?
If you want me to get... Yeah,
let me rephrase. The time traveling machine is a car, okay? So would you like to go to the past, the future? Where would you like to go? And you're offering me $40,000. Time travel.
No, I couldn't help it over here. He wants you to pay him $40,000.
Oh, my misunderstanding.
That's
so I'm offering you time travel, and you'd like $40,000.
You just asked me what would it take for me to get
you
in
did.
Here.
You set it up poorly.
Yeah.
I mean...
You can't do that on the floor.
I don't know what you...
Rick, come back to my office.
Yeah, what is it, Tom?
Rick?
Yeah.
You are the worst salesman I have ever hired.
Well, look at my numbers.
They're terrible. You've been bleeding out money from this company. You just gave somebody $15,000 to take a Kawasaki motorcycle off the lot.
That's right, so we paid $14,000.
I don't care how much I'm married to your sister. I'm fucking furious, Rick. What? Go out there and sell a goddamn DeLorean.
All right. Welcome, sir. What are you looking for today? How can I help you? Have you seen the DeLorean?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, it offers 0 to 60 in 4.2. Gas mileage is not terrific because it's a DeLorean. Here's a bonus. Time travel.
I was about to ask.
Yeah.
Will it allow me to travel throughout time?
Yeah. You know, the movie, the thing, da 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 ba. But we're...
So we now have that technology.
This particular DeLorean comes with that option.
And this is a 2019 DeLorean?
It is. It's brand new. It's just right, so made for time
travel.
They're
still making them.
Well, this one just came off the dock, and if you've got 42.5
on you... I couldn't help. It didn't come off a dock. I'm so sorry. I don't want to report you again, but you can't tell people we're getting the DeLoreans off the dock.
Where do cars come from?
Not the dock.
So despite John DeLorean's career ending in disgrace in the mid-1980s,
yes,
and the car line not being manufactured since then,
right,
you're telling me that a brand new DeLorean that has the exact time specifications that the Back to the Future trilogy has is now available.
I may have fibbed just a little.
All right.
It's not brand new. My passion for selling it to you is brand new because you just walked in the door.
Okay.
So throw out a number.
Rick! Samantha! Get back in my goddamn office!
Pardon me, sir. Just give me
him.
Looks like your manager wants you.
I can't keep him on a leash. What do you want me to do? I have my own customers.
You've been interrupting him, and you've been calling him out on the falsehoods that he's trying to use.
Tom, do you know how close I am to a sale?
Rick, you are not
in my... The guy's asking me questions.
He's not close to a
sale.
They
never ask questions.
He said that we get the cars off the dock.
You guys, Samantha, if you say anything to Rick, make it positive and helpful.
Thank you, Tom.
Rick,
no!
Don't ever backstep something that's brand new.
Where does the dock? What's on the dock?
Stop! I want you guys to go back.
Don't
the
ever
fuck
backstep.
Up.
What's the new
Excuse
rule?
Excuse me,
what's
Samantha.
What's the new rule?
If he thinks it's new, don't backstep it and call it my pitch is new.
It's a
fucking new car.
It's from the early 80s, though.
It doesn't fucking matter,
okay,
Rick.
Okay.
Do I have to go out there and
no,
sell
you
that
don't.
Goddamn
you
DeLorean?
Don't. Give me one more chance,
Samantha.
Yes.
You best be on his side.
I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Okay,
sir.
Yes, I'm still here.
GM wanted me to be clear about one thing. When I said I was fibbing, that it wasn't brand new, that was like a test to see if you really know DeLoreans well.
And I do.
Okay, then you know this one is in fact brand new.
What he said.
Does the time machine actually work?
Yes. Well, you know what? Let's take it for a test drive.
Would you like any soft cheese?
Pick a year.
I would like some soft
cheese.
There
you go.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's finest brie. Also brand new. Pick a year.
1971.
Ooh. Why 71, if I can inquire?
That was pushy. Good question.
Engaging.
It's the year before The Godfather came out, and I just think it would be...
Hey, where the hell is Rick? Hey, where the fuck is Rick?
Oh, sir, if you could just keep it down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you
Samantha.
Doing? How are
Hi.
You, Samantha? I saw you when I was in here last.
Okay.
Where's that son of a bitch, Rick?
Oh, okay. Well.
You just sold me
a
Kawasaki. The wheel just came off. I almost just totaled my ass.
Have a bite of cheese.
I'm not
going to
have a bite of that fucking soft cheese.
Ow,
where the hell is Rick? Because I see him hiding behind the DeLorean.
He's right over there.
Rick, thank you. Rick.
He can see you, Rick.
Rick, hello.
Yeah,
I
what?
See you.
What?
What
do you want?
What do I want? You just sold me that shit. You paid me $15,000 to
and
get on the Kawasaki.
And you drove it off the lot.
Yes, I did.
What'd you do with the money I gave you?
I still have it.
Then get a new tire and get off my jock.
I'm not going to get off your jock. Hey, buddy, if you're thinking about buying something from this piece of shit, don't do it, all right?
All right.
I disagree. I disagree. We're a fine store.
Whatever. You know what, man? You're a bad salesman, and you, lady,
what?
You got
what?
Your eyes are too close together.
Oh, are they? That's
about
the first time I've ever heard that. You know what somebody told me? My eyes are perfect.
Whatever.
Her eyes
are
perfect.
You know I used to model? Do you know that?
She was an eye model from 79 to 45.
What?
Lens crafters.
What? The years go back?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry
about
it. Donnie.
What the hell is he talking about?
Donnie, you ever think there's more for us than just working here at the docks?
Good God, I don't want to work nowhere but the docks.
Heads up, we got a new car.
Oh, car coming in.
Listen, that kind of talk is like really anti-union.
I was just thinking. You know, what if there was something more out there for us?
Well, then bring it up at the next union meeting. Because you're going to get us
that.
Both.
I thought you were my friend.
I'm your friend.
Mustang coming.
Okay,
Mustang coming.
I don't know. Hey, maybe I'm just talking crazy.
No. You can talk to me. It's between us. We're like brothers.
Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay, pulling on off.
Coming
up. Back it up.
Just.
I always wanted to do dancing.
What's that?
Nothing. It's nothing.
No. I hear you. What?
It's just a stupid idea. If I wasn't a dock worker, I would have been a dancer.
Hey, guys, bad news.
What?
Looks like they're going to close the dock down unless we raise $400,000.
The only way we can do that is for the talent show. Yeah. Where are we going to get talents at this hour?
Donnie? Well, I can dance.
Donnie can dance?
Well, it's interpretive dance, so it's not really easy for... Somebody give him a beat.
Okay, well, Joe with the one-eyed Joe over there,
I just call him Joe, honestly. It makes him feel weird when you say
that.
There's
not another Joe.
Yeah, don't just call him.
Quit trying to make that nickname happen.
Fucked up.
It's only Joe.
Well, I'm just saying Joe's good with music, good with his mouth, making beats.
Give him a beat, Joe.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, bro.
Okay,
I can dance to this.
And
look at those moves.
Hey, Sammy, why don't you give us some lyrics?
Every day I think about tomorrow.
What do you want me to do?
Tomorrow is a day
can you
away.
Snap?
I can snap.
Boom, boom, boom. So I think about the things.
Okay, I mean, I'm dancing as much as I can.
All right. I'll get a bucket. I'll put it out.
I took a codfish.
Whoa.
I turned it inside out. Saw the inside of a fish.
We're doing it. We're raising money. Keep going.
I took a dolphin.
Yeah.
Wave it over my head. That's a mammal and not a fish. Everybody, hey,
come on.
I saw a codfish. I cut it inside out. Now I see the inside of a fish.
I got a dolphin waving over my head. That's a mammal and not a fish.
Everybody!
How do we sell tickets to them?
Samantha! Samantha! So if you'd just give me 1 second, sir.
No problem.
Again, 1971?
Yes, I went to undercover the Watergate scandal before Woodward and Bernstein.
Okay.
Oh,
it's a great
fun
idea.
Let
me run that
enterprising.
Past the GM. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back, too.
What is it? I'm so close to a sale. It's insane.
He's about to close the deal, babe.
I'm about to close the shop.
What
are you talking about? I don't even think we're going to be able to sell anymore. The dock's closing. That's where we get
the
all our cars.
The dock's closing?
But
the
I've got
docks.
A DeLorean I can sell right now.
Wait,
right here.
Wait, we really get the cars from the dock?
Samantha, have you not been paying attention?
I could have sworn we didn't get the cars from a dock.
Where did you think they came from?
A garage somewhere. A dock?
A garage? So they're brought in on trucks, I suppose.
That's exactly what I thought. I've seen those car transporter trucks.
Yeah, well, we're going to probably have to shut the shop down, so...
Dang it.
Can I just sell the DeLorean, please?
I guess, but just be careful with the space-time continuum, because this is the last sale, and we can't fix it if it gets fucked.
Okay,
what?
Good. What?
Okay,
what
he
do you
understood.
Mean?
Samantha,
I don't know.
You don't know?
Sir, 1971 is where you'd like to go. I've set the thing. And now, if you'll just take this briefcase full of $42,000... that's what we feel it will take to get you in this DeLorean.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're giving up $2,000 more than what I asked for?
Yeah. It's the only way to get the sale, sir.
Wow. I'm
well,
sorry.
In 1971 terms, that money will go far.
That's exactly right.
I just don't understand why he gets more money than...
Well, he asked for more.
Yeah. You know what? I may have this backwards. How about if you gave us...
$4,200. Oh, I like the sound of that.
No, that's
I'm going to go way outside the box.
That's not how it works. The way that it works
uh-huh.
is that you give me this $42,000.
And
I
the
go
car.
Back to 1971.
You turn.
Though, and I develop the prototype for this very car.
Oh.
We've always had this conversation.
What?
This is always how it's happened.
This
I made
always...
this car. I made this time machine. And here's where you give me the money.
Take the money, please.
Hey, Brad, stop being so Bogart-ish and pass that weed, man.
Come on, man.
Look, man, nothing happens in this town anyway.
Whoa! What the?
Marty!
Man, this is some good weed, man.
Man, this weed is fucking laced, man.
Hey, fellas, I hate to interrupt, but which way to the can?
You
to
take
the
a,
what?
The pooper?
The shitter.
Oh, yeah, there's one right there's in one that in
the,
shell station.
The shell, the
thanks a lot, Marty.
Marty? What the fuck?
Fuck, dude. Where'd your cousin get this shit again?
He got it from Ecuador.
Oh, man, that's...
Boom, boom.
Whoa. Whoa.
You make boom, boom.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
I guess we gotta fuck each other, dude. This
wait, is that, how do you know? Is that what that means?
I don't know, he's just...
I mean, I wouldn't... Hey. Like, I'm not against that idea.
I'm totally fluid, man. Like, I'm like...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Damn, this is good shit. Come here.
Where we?
Staten.
Where we?
Staten Island, 1971, August 3rd.
August 3rd, Staten Island.
Nixon's in the White House. It's fucking nutso, man.
Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Me Conan. Me Conan. Me Caveman.
Oh,
right on.
We're
right
from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, hey, guys, we're trying to make love.
We're trying to
that's cool.
On your request, yeah. You said make boom, boom, and we're going to make boom.
Like,
boom.
I'm totally down with that. I'm down. I'm open. It's past the 60s, but I'm still down.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm from Paramount Pictures. I'm looking for an address here in Staten Island. We're doing location scouting for this new movie, The Godfather.
The Godfather. What's that about?
For a Catholic movie or something?
It's based on the best-selling novel that everyone's pretty familiar with.
You mean the Mario Puzo book?
Yeah, the Mario Puzo book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're looking for some locations here in Staten Island.
Well, I feel like we could probably rent this place.
Hey, look, just because you manage this shell station doesn't mean you can come over and act like you're our friend. We're about to make love, man.
I don't plan on being either one of your friends, but I have an opportunity, a business opportunity. So if you fellas could take your lovemaking to the back area, that'd be great.
The big shell scene from the book is going to happen here?
What was that, page
28? I'm sorry, I couldn't help but over here, huge fan. The big shell scene is going to happen here.
Yeah, that scene where Jimmy Kahn gets shot a bunch of times at the shell.
You cast Jimmy Kahn?
Don't ruin
it. Yeah, Jimmy Kahn's going to be in it.
Don't ruin it. I haven't read it.
Well, they don't say that in the book.
Samantha, get back in my goddamn office!
And that's where the day ends, in the GM's office, where Rick and Samantha just don't see eye to eye.
Nope.
Let's go around and thank our alchemists for another tremendous session. We're going to start with Jimmy Jack Haney. James?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. If you would like to check out some awesome stuff, go to briefnewsbrief.com or find me in any... If you search The Real James Haney, you'll find me.
Oh, nice. Vanessa Ragland.
Hi.
Hey.
You can find me at Dynasty Typewriter, the actual location
theater
in Los Angeles on Wilshire, or the Instagram account.
Come for the ha-ha and
stay
for
the pop-pop.
Popcorn.
Yes, honey.
Yeah. Chris Alvarado?
Oh,
yep.
Fuck you, Joey.
Whoa, what just
well timed.
Happened?
He laughed about the popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, it was so stupid.
I think it's adorable. I think it's adorable.
Thank
it's
you,
tasty
Chris.
Is all that yeah. matters.
My name is Chris Alvarado. You can search that fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google the Chris Alvarado.
Ooh.
Craig Kakowski?
At Kakowski on Twitter. C-A-C-K-O-W-S-K-I, just like it sounds. Look for me in the current season of Drunk History. And the
congrats
upcoming...
on another great season.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the upcoming film Wine Country on Netflix.
Ooh. Very excited about the Wine Country.
Ooh.
And Jibby Greer, go.
You can find me at Jibby Greer on Instagram or my website, joeygreer.com. You have to spell out .com.
Oh, and it's dot com.
com.com.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm trying
to make
everything.
Like to make it easy for people.
I want to make it as difficult as possible.
The side project?
That's Rafael Brito.
Okay, sure.
Brito.
Let's thank Rafael Brito while we're at it for the lovely sound design of this particular podcast. Write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. My name is Kevin Pollack. You can find me just in the backyard. I want to thank Doug Bain, engineer to the stars, and Sophie Lichterman, and all the fine folks here at the iHeart place where they make magic happen each and every day. Again, your name here at alchemythis.com. We'd love to hear from you and continue to tell everyone you've ever met to subscribe and write a review and do all those things. We are desperate for your love and support, and so far, so good. So thank you for all of that. Until next time,
Alchemy This!
I'm going to need one more, a little sharper. Ready? And until next time,
Alchemy This!
Perfect.